Welcome to the Not-For-Profit On Purpose podcast series. This series is designed to help guide you on your journey through the not-for-profit space in terms of all things not-for-profit, including structures, setting up your not-for-profit, how you report, board governance, accounting, and anything else you could possibly think of in regards to not-for-profit.
G'day, Justin Hogg here from RightSource, talking things governance and not-for-profits. And one of the topics that's come up a bit recently, and I think especially at a boardroom level and talking strategy at a not-for-profit, is really understanding the difference between a customer and a beneficiary. Now, this is very interesting. So let's start with a for-profit organization. When you're in the for-profit space, your customer and your beneficiary are the same. So you make a product or you provide a service. Person who comes and pays for that service is the one who receives the benefit of that service or product. So your customer and beneficiary are exactly the same person. Now, in a not-for-profit space where you're providing a service, you're normally providing that to the beneficiary. So as an example, in the NDIS space, you're providing services to people with disability, and that person with the disability is the one getting the service. They're the beneficiary. However, in the NDIS, the beneficiary isn't paying. So the person with the disability who you're providing services to isn't essentially the one paying for that service. It's the government or the NDIA that is paying for your organization to provide that service to the beneficiary. So there is a difference between the two. And I think from an operational point of view, all the operational work is focused at the beneficiary. That's where all your costs go. That's who you're providing your services to in the not-for-profit space. But your customer, in this instance in the NDIS, is actually the government. Now, when you start thinking about that, do you treat the government like a customer? Are you interested in how you're performing? Do you seek their feedback? Are you looking to provide and communicate to the government the service that you're providing? Or are you simply, as a not-for-profit, looking for them to fund your activities? Now, when I've been involved with not-for-profits that have gone back to the government as an example and asked them, you know, how are we performing? Could we do something better? It really changes the dialogue that's happening. Now, another example of that from a government point of view, because, I mean, NDIA is a very large organization, where you get government grants for certain activities, because it's still out there and you still definitely get those, the ability to go back to the government and treat them like a customer and go, well, this is the service, this is what you're asking us to do, this is what you're paying us to deliver. Is there a way we could do it better? Is there something we could do differently? Is there something else that you need help with that maybe we can help with? Having those conversations with government where you're not just going, hey, can you renew our 5-year contract and can we get an uplift? But actually changing the conversation of how can we help you can really change the dynamic of the relationship and can lead to other opportunities. And I've seen it happen. So it's a very interesting concept to start thinking about. Now, if you continue to extend that concept of customer and beneficiary, your donors in a not-for-profit space, again, they're contributing to your organization through giving you funds. They are essentially a customer of your not-for-profit as well. So for the funds that they provide your organization, what is it that you're providing them? It's not the tax deduction. I mean, that's nice, but that's not what they're paying you the money for. What donors are interested in is the impact that your organization is providing. That's what they want to be part of. They want to be part of the story. You know, they want to be part of helping people find a home, having food to eat, escaping domestic violence, a cure for cancer. The donors want to be part of that solution, part of that story. What you're selling them is the story and the impact of your organization. So when we look at donors as a customer, the service that you're providing them that they're paying for is your story. So this is why it's really important as a not-for-profit to have mechanisms of communication back to your donors, to have social media, to have ways that you are communicating back to donors and potential donors who might be potential customers, what it is your organization does, the impact that you make, and the story and the ongoing engagement of that story. It also, very importantly, isn't about how much of the donor's money goes to operations or how much is spent on capacity within the not-for-profit. Donors don't really care. When you actually go back and you look at some of the surveys of donors, most donors don't actually care about how much is spent on overheads. This is a conversation that is more media driven and probably more driven by the not-for-profits themselves. What donors are interested in is, if I give a dollar, what impact does that make? Does it give two meals? Is it You know, it can get someone's laundry washed. Is it being able to take someone out with a disability to the park? What does that dollar do? What impact does that dollar make? That's what a donor's interested in, because that's part of the impact and part of the story. So boiling this down a little bit, you've got customer beneficiary. In a not-for-profit, really what that equates to is your beneficiary is your operating costs. So that's what you're spending money on, is the people who are receiving or the areas that you're doing the work. They're your operating costs. They're the cost of the organization. Your customers are the revenue. And quite often, we focus, especially at budgets, at board meetings, we're always focused on operating costs and how we can do that better, or what we're doing. But we tend to feel like we don't have any control over revenue because it's just what we get given. But really, if you start looking at customers as your revenue side, it's how do you engage your customers? How do you sell to them? That's what's going to give you control over revenue. And ultimately, that's going to allow you to make sure your not-for-profit is sustainable, it endures, and that it actually builds its capability to do more for its beneficiaries. So that's a little concept I thought I'd share with you guys today. Again, there's lots of videos on our YouTube site, so check that out. We talk obviously about governance and not-for-profits. Otherwise, thanks so much for watching this video. I appreciate you spending the time. It's been Justin Hogg from RightSource.
If you liked what you heard today, feel free to subscribe to the podcast series. And if you'd like some more information, check me out on LinkedIn. I'm happy to connect and answer any questions you might have. Otherwise, thanks for listening. It's Justin Hogg from RightSource.